Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, 13.6 million children urgently require assistance in Sudan. That's according to UNICEF. It comes 6 weeks into fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Both sides agreed to extend a week-long ceasefire deal by 5 days just before it was due to expire late yesterday. For more on this, I'm joined by Owen Watkins, who's Chief of Communications with UNICEF Sudan. Owen, you're very welcome to the programme. It's extremely urgent and volatile and dangerous for everyone in Sudan, but children especially. What are conditions like there at the moment?
Yeah, hi Cormac, and thanks very much for having me on. The conditions are absolutely desperate. Children are caught in the most catastrophic situations. They're completely in the crossfire of this conflict between the warring parties. It's taking place in Khartoum, it's taking place in the Darfurs, and children are literally stuck in the middle. And where they're not stuck in the middle, they're also lost access to basic services. And so that means that children that were already at risk in Sudan, that risk is now exacerbated because of the conflict.
How bad is it now in terms of the amount of people who need, I mentioned 13.6 million children requiring urgent humanitarian assistance in Sudan. What kind of assistance do they need?
So what we're focusing on with assistance is essentially maintaining those critical and life-saving basic services. So we're talking about nutrition services for children who are severely, acutely malnourished. We're talking about making sure that we can deliver routine immunizations to children. We're talking about things like water and sanitation support, so making sure that children and healthcare facilities have clean water as well. It's across the board. Children need this support, and we're doing our level best to get it to them.
And I'm just imagining how desperate a situation a parent would find themselves in if the child is lucky to have a parent in that situation in war-torn Sudan, crying for assistance. But I just wonder, Owen, how difficult and dangerous it is for agencies such as yours to get assistance to the children.
It is. It is very, very dangerous. And we have to be very mindful of the safety and security of our staff and our partners in delivering assistance. I mean, the situation is not uniform across the country. So in hotspot areas such as Khartoum and such as some areas of the Darfurs, we have to be super, super careful in terms of how we deliver life-saving programs to children. In other areas of the country, it is slightly more straightforward, and we can try and continue basic services, you know, those malnutrition and healthcare and vaccination services for them. And then also we have to cater to the displaced populations, the families and the children that have fled from the fighting, have fled from Khartoum, have fled from the Darfurs, and are now in IDP, internally displaced person camps, and they need support. And so we're delivering support to them there as well.
And their future, obviously, hugely uncertain. What's very difficult to verify is the number of children who've been killed in this conflict so far. Do we have any numbers on that?
So in terms of verification, it's almost impossible to verify numbers. Usually UNICEF works with partners on a very, very rigorous process of verification. And because of security and access concerns, we're not able to actually verify numbers at the moment. But the reports that we hear are absolutely shocking.
Any sign of this conflict ending, Owen, in your opinion or experience? We talked about the extension to the ceasefire there, but I mean, it still seems intractable.
Yes, it really does. And that's a good word to use. The ceasefire has been in place for the last week or so, and our experience is that there is still fighting on the ground. You know, there are still airstrikes happening. The different parties are still using artillery. It doesn't feel much like a ceasefire to children. And, you know, this is why ultimately the most important thing for children in Sudan is peace. They need that peace. in order for us to deliver the services that they need.
Okay. Owen Watkins, Chief of Communications with UNICEF Sudan. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.